While the new season on Broadway is only now getting started, Off-Broadway keeps on rolling along. Michael Bourne reviews a classic comedy and returns to a funny musical.
The Government Inspector is a Russian farce from the 1830s, written by Nikolai Gogol, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher, and now directed by Jesse Berger for the Red Bull Theater. Gogol's play satirizes government corruption in Tsarist Russia. Hatcher's play is more Marxist. Groucho, that is, not Karl. It's silly, it's wacky. One of the New York theater MVPs, Michael McGraw, plays the blustering mayor of a provincial town. When the locals mistake a hustler for a government inspector, the hustler happily goes along with being bribed by all the town's officials, while also flirting with the mayor's wife and daughter. The wife played by the tempestuous Mary Testa, the daughter played by the charming Talene Monahan. Danny Kaye played the bogus inspector on screen, and Michael Urie is as antic on stage. He acts like and even looks like a cartoon character, jumping about and actually falling out of the scenery. He's quite goofy. Or not so much goofy, he's much more a wickedly funny Bugs. I half expected a Bugsian aside, "Ain't I a stinker?" from Michael Urie. As the government inspector playing through the 20th Off-Broadway at the New World Stages. Another MVP, Nancy Opel, is back as the curvy widow. Every show she's in is better. And she's starring now in a bio musical about Bobby Goldman, widow of playwright James Goldman.
Hey, I know what you gals are talking about. That per se guy is a knockout.
Oh, I'll say. I had never seen Bobby so excited about a guy. She was smiling so much it was like there'd been an alien abduction.
All right, ladies, it's Wednesday, and this is Cardio Calorie Crunch. Woo!
Drew Brody wrote the upbeat songs and Peter Flynn directed a show that's mostly upbeat about Bobby's life after being widowed, especially about rediscovering relationships and sex. Nancy Opel and Bobby Goldman were delightful joining me on the WBGO Journal when Curvy Widow was playing at the George Street Playhouse. And you can link to that interview on the webpage of the WBGO Journal, and you can enjoy the show now, The Curvy Widow now, Off-Broadway now, at the West Side Theater. I'm Michael Bourne.
Jumping out of bed, it's time to start the day. Don't need an alarm clock. Who sleeps anyway? There's too much to get done, but I will find a way. I've got it under control.